Okay. We are now up to Yosef Rav Chanina Bar Papi. That is, we go across Tarsis She'ein and go down 1, 2, 3, 4 lines. That's where it is. On Daf Memchet Amid Beis, 48b, go to Tarsis She'ein, Aysim Me'avel Me'ira, and go down 4 lines. Yosef Rav Chanina Bar Papi, Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. These three Amiroim, Rav Chanina Bar Papi, Rav Ami, and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha were sitting at Kila de Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Kila means the porch. That's what I think it is. I don't know what article translates it. The porch of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. V'yasti v'karmi, they were sitting and saying. You know, I just want to point out, why does the Gemara tell us this? It's accuracy. It's giving you the whole story. It gives you accuracy. They were sitting and saying, Irachas ha'isav Eretz Yisrael. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael. V'loi rasa v'dal lomu. And Zavodim Kananim in that city, I'm sorry, Zavodim in that city didn't want to become Avodim Kananim. The Gilgul Imam Hashneim Asr Chedish, they tried for a year, the Chazru Machrum Lav the Kachavim, and then they resold them to Gaya. You know, listen, we tried for a year, we tried to persuade you, you didn't go, goodbye. That's what they did. Come on, Ki Haitana, it's a Brisa, the Tanya Lekeach Avim Rev Kachavim. You play around with him. Megal Gima means you roll with him. You try to persuade him for a year. Now, this is a brisa. Yesterday, we quoted this same statement from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And yesterday, we said that Rabbi Kiva agrees only if you pasuk. And we had two pshatim what pasuk means. Either the Evan originally committed himself and backed out, then you can keep him from a year. Or you said to the Eved, I give you a year when you bought him. But if you stand by an Eved without Pasak, we said Rabbi Kiva says you don't get the year. Here we have a Brisa that gives the year, not clear whether this Brisa would agree that you need Pasak or not. Because it doesn't say. It just says they didn't want to be Mal. It doesn't say whether there had been a Pasak from the owner's side or from the Eved side, depending on which side we learned yesterday, or not. It might be a different opinion that says you get a year automatically, regardless of Pasuk or not, which means not like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, I'm a mashin oisim Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, we don't give a guy a year. We don't give people time in Eretz Yisrael to play, I use the word play, to persuade the Eved Kanani. They have sitaris. In Eretz Yisrael, people are mocked with this truma, that people are mocked with being tahar. Goyim are not tahar, right? They were made a guy. Every guy is rabbinically tamei. It was a gzeira drabonon that we treat every guy. Biblically speaking, a guy can't become tamei. Tumah only comes when there is tara. When a yid who has the ability of tara can become tamei. A vacuum of tara makes you tamei. Whereas by a guy, there is no tumah. He dies, tzemach loikas. Whether he's Matama Bayo, he's not Matama Bayo, he's definitely Matama Bamaka Bamasa, but I'm not going to get, but every living guy is not Tame. But Rabbanan said, every guy is to be treated like a Zav. So having Gayim around, or Avodim who are not Avodim Kananim, which means they're a Gayim, is a very dangerous, not dangerous, puts into, I don't know what word I want to use, that the Taurus won't remain Tahar. They won't remain Tahar. Therefore, Shimon Elazar says, in Eretz Yisrael, we don't give a person a year. Ubi'ir ha-smucha l'svar e-mashin ha-sikalekar. And in a city that's close to the border, don't keep them around. Because there you have to be afraid that he's a fifth columnist. He's a guy that's living in your city right next to the border with the who-knows-who on the other side, and he might be passing information. And that's dangerous. He might be a spy. And you don't want a spy. Shema Yishma Davar V'yelech V'yayim L'chaver Eved K'chavim. He'll meet his friend, the guy on the other side of the border, and he'll tell him information, and that's dangerous. So Rabbi Shimon Allah says limits. The year is good in the Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, don't do it because of Taurus. And it's interesting, in Chutz La'aretz, he's not worried about Kashrus. It's easier to watch Kashrus than Taurus. And in a city next to a border, even not in Eretz Yisrael. Like Rashi says, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Amim. See, it's mashma that in a city in Eretz Yisrael, we don't let him do it, but it doesn't say how fast you have to get rid of him, because you just don't keep him. I don't know how long, but in a border town, you don't keep him at all. Does article explain the difference between a border town and an Eretz Yisrael? Did he say anything?
All he says is it lies adjacent to the border between Eretz Yisrael and neighboring.
I know that, but the one before.
Yeah. This is in contrast to the previous case where the owner is given some time to find a buyer.
Yeah, some time. It doesn't say how long. See, in the case of Taras, we give him, quote-unquote, some time. Who does he quote that from? Okay. See, because in the first case it says a mashinaisai. In the second case it says a mashinaisai kol ikar. Right? So obviously a border town is stricter than a non-border town. But he didn't give a year because he was arguing in the Tanna Kamma they gave a year. That means he gives some time unidentified. Yeah. It's not saying how much time. That's what I was looking for. I just thought maybe somebody says how much time. It doesn't. Right? We give him some time, but not a year. You can't play around because of Tyrus. In a border town, he gets no time. Out. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Hefsted Mitaris from Matami Atatrumas. I have a Kacham Gazur Alav, Shaytama Kazav Lakol Dvarav. The Matami Agaila Kazav. And again, it's something that we can't identify with. Tumatara was used as a way of keeping people separate. If you didn't want people to socially mingle with somebody, you said he's Tumay. People were very afraid of Tumat Torah. Tumat Torah was the biggest deterrent, right? The Gemara and Brachas that we had said a man wanted to live with a woman out of wedlock, and she said, but you don't have a mikvah tomorrow morning to go to be able to go learn and daven because of Balkari. So he didn't do it. It was a big deterrent. So by making a guy a zav, it cut social contact with Goyim to a bare minimum. Lesvar, Markablas, Karach Hamavdu Ben Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Amim, a city that's a border between a Goyish nation and a Yiddish nation.
So the Chiyuv then, after a year, he doesn't become an Eretz Nani, is the Chiyuv to get rid of him?
Right, but we had many opinions. Rabbi Shmuel said you can keep him. Rabbi Kiva said, unless you're a Paska, and we had two Pshatim in Paska, you can't have him at all. But if you're a Paska, you get a year. And Rebbe Kiva also allowed if you bought him on condition that you own Mao. And this Tanna Kamma says you get a year, and Rebbe Shimon Elazar says in Eretz Yisrael you don't even get that much.
Rebbe Kiva, I'm saying is, let's say he said, you know what, it's not working. You know what? He's a good worker.
Again, was it Paska? Or did you buy him on condition, like going to Rebbe Kiva,
we added another
clause. So then you have a year, and then you got to get rid of him. In fact, you don't even have a year if there's no Paska. We gotta get rid of him. We don't want. Rabbi Kiva holds, if you make up with him, either he makes up or you make up that he's going to be Megayer and it doesn't work, you get a year. Or if you buy him a with a condition that he'll never be Megayer, that's also good. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. Tanakama here said, play in a year, forever. Rabbi Kiva, Tanakama here said, you get a year, period, doesn't make any conditions of any kind. And if someone else it says, and I just show you get much less than a year, and in a border town you get nothing.
Who's Bikur Yehuda?
I don't know. Don't think my bad. See, the Bikur Yehuda, whoever it is zeroing in on the fact that the Brisa says a machinite and then say the next word a machinite kalikur. I just thought somebody might say a time. He doesn't. He just says,
how could he say
a
time?
I don't know. Maybe a Rishon says something. You know what I mean? That's why they're Rishonim in this world. They tell you things. Nothing in my writer. Tanya Rav Chanina ben Aisha Rav Gamliel Eimer. But may ma gerim bezman hazeh meunin v'yisurim boim aleim. Why do gerim get punished? Why do we find gerim are afflicted? They are, as a whole, people who suffer. Because while they were Gayim, they didn't keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu collected for them after they become Jewish. Chiddush, big Chiddush. Here's a guy who became a Yid. But as a guy, he didn't keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach. Sheva Chanina Ben Gamliel says, he still will get, Rachmana Litzlan, he gets punished in order to clean his slate from the time as a guy. Rabbi Yaisi Eimer, Gershon is Gaya Kikotin Shenech Ledami. He does not get any punishment for what he did as a guy. He's a new person. He's a yid now. He has no shaychus to that person that existed as a guy. He's not that person. Why should he get punished for his last life? It's not a gay him. He just got Kikotin Shenech. He's a new person. He shouldn't get punished for past. Ella? They're not as well versed. It's shaykik, but because the fact that they're gerim, they miss a lot of details of mitzvahs. Some innocently, some less innocently, because they don't necessarily put enough emphasis on details of mitzvahs. And therefore, they get punished. They're tzaddikim who became gerim. It's an unbelievable thing. They changed their life. They became like Avraham Avinu. They recognized Hashem. They threw everything away and they became Jewish. But when they're Jewish, they lack in their Aveda somewhat, and therefore they get punished in this world. Does not get punished on his past. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
What is that
one? By the way, by the time you finish, you'll have 8 questions. So this is question number 1.
But Hadn't Shinola Dummy is a very mystical theorist.
He didn't do tshuva. He didn't think about it. I don't know if he did tshuva.
If Hadn't Shinola
Dummy
is not going to help.
Okay, so that gets involved in issues. If a person does tshuva, it means they don't get punished at all. If a person did an aveira, not every aveira does tshuva cleanse in its entirety.
I'm trying to bring out whatever tshuva does, it's the same tshuva that a yid does.
Correct.
So it's not going to be this whole thing, soon bottle in,
No. The difference is a yid never was over on these things than a guy who was. As a guy, he wasn't careful in Zayim Mitzvahs.
And now he's doing tshuva.
Does tshuva erase everything? Or does tshuva need sometimes... Again, tshuva makes him close to Hashem. He's a tzaddik.
Why is Katan Shinola better?
Because it's not the same person. He's a different person.
That's a lumdis.
It's not a lumdis. It's a fact. That's exactly what he's arguing on. You view it as a lumdis, and he's saying it's a fact.
It shouldn't matter if it's Katan Shinola dummy, if he did the tshuva or not.
Again, it doesn't make a difference. He's a Katan Shinola.
I'm sorry, Rabbi.
You want to argue with him? Actually, what do you want to do with
this? I don't know why Katan Shinola dummy makes it easier for him.
Because he's not the same person. He's not the same person. What do you want from the guy? He's not him. Somebody's brother does aveiros. You punish his brother? It's not him. He never did anything. Not him. He's a new him.
Is a ger different than any other yid that's not medaktik so well in
mitzvah? It seems that a ger is prone to not being medaktik in mitzvah. No, it's trying to say, why do we see gerim suffer? They shouldn't be suffering. They came and they joined the Klal Yisrael. And the answer is, the first one says because they have a past. Second one rejects that. There's no past. But because they're not as careful in mitzvahs now, so therefore they're more prone to it than a yid who's more careful in mitzvahs. We're going to have 2 more shittas. And by the way, if you think you have a question on this one, wait till we get to the other 2. That's what I said.
But a guy that's not some doctor would seem to be less
chai,
because he's not...
He's a guy! He ain't going to Olam Haba. He's not getting Gan Eden. He's going nowhere.
No, but the fact that he's got a reason that he's not somebody, because he's not a... You know,
right, I was trying to avoid that. I was trying to be very careful. It says Rishayim Bikiyim B'Dukhe Mitzvahs. Literally, it means they're not knowledgeable. And I expected the question to be, why are you blaming, which is what you're asking, why are you blaming somebody for what he's not knowledgeable? So I added a twist and I say they don't make themselves as knowledgeable as they should. But I have no proof to that shot. That was to answer what I expected to be the question. That was my own twist. In order to answer what I expected somebody to ask, is you're blaming somebody. Here he became a yid. He accepted everything. He does everything he knows. Nebuch, he didn't learn. He didn't go to school. He didn't go to yeshiva. He didn't daven in a shul for the last 30 years. And now he walks into shul and he doesn't know exactly how to say Pesukah de Zimra. What do you want from the guy? He doesn't know that you're not allowed to talk during Chazar Sashas. By the way, he probably knows that better than the Yid does, unfortunately. But that's not the point.
Why did Rebbe say he's going over not getting a
Lamabah? They're not. Unless they keep Sheva Mitzvahs, they're not getting a Lamabah. They're not. It's a fact. They're not going to a Lamabah. He said a guy. Unless they keep Sheva Mitzvahs. Very few goyim keep Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Very few goyim. It's a fact. It's reality. One of the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is they can't steal. Now, I'm not saying every guy steals, but Geneva includes a lot of things.
Okay, so why is that a problem?
What?
Can you real quickly review the Zayim Mitzvahs? Or you don't care why. I promise a lady.
I don't have one. Okay, it reminds me, my father had a somebody that worked to help take care of my mother when she was not well. And she used to help him clean for Pesach. But so one time my father got very angry at her, at this lady, and he told her that she's going to go to Gehenna forever. But she said, I'm not worried. When it comes to Passover, you'll give me back my heaven. Because you'll need me to clean for you, so then you'll promise me heaven. You know what I mean? So that's what you're telling me. You promised this Shiksa Gan Eden, as if you control it.
I said to this lady, I said to her, that her brother, I'm not going through all the details, I'm not going through all the details, okay? Her brother did a nice thing for me, okay?
But,
and I said to her,
is this important like that? For
yeah, no, when yeah. We see him in the next world, we'll all get together and...
You're not seeing him in the next world.
Why then? She thinks we are.
Uh-oh, I hate to break the news. Unless she keeps, even if she keeps Sheva Mitzvahs, she's not going to be near you. You keep Tayag Mitzvahs. You keep Tayag. I don't care who she is. I'm very happy to hear that. I hope she gave you a good discount.
Brother met me once and gave me a nice
business.
One time he met me. And he passed
it on. So you said you'll meet him in Gan Eden. You're not going to meet him in Gan Eden. Don't worry, Mr. Williams, I'll just tell you.
My brother?
Yes.
Rabbi Hananya, does he not hold of Kekotin Shinolad?
He holds that Kekotin Shinolad does not erase everything. It's a good question. He holds that it's not enough. He holds like Avram Cohn. That he still, it's a lumdish thing, but it doesn't erase the fact that there was a thing from before.
But isn't the cutting shenolad is a new bria?
Again, how far do you take that statement? That's what the argument's about. Next, okay. Again, if you had questions till now, Avram, you can have more questions as we go on.
I can't ask any new questions. I don't know it yet. I'm asking
what
it's now.
I'm a mishum Rabbi Lazer. He said, "Aitzim mi'ava el mi'ira goyim." When they do the mitzvahs after the megayer, are more afraid than the love. Meaning what happened is, again, okay, here I'm going to get jumped on and I'm only trying my best. Goyim or megayer, and they learn about Yiddishkeit, automatically they fear sin much more than they love Hashem. Because when they hear about punishments on sin, it makes them be super, super afraid of punishment. And therefore, their madrega is diminished by their fear of punishment. How high we should fear punishment. Then it is from Ava. And therefore, they get punished for not reaching the madrega of Ava. Even though their act of Geirus should have been an act of Ava more than Yira, because they weren't being punished. But when they become Geirim, they end up doing the mitzvahs more Meira than Ava. I really can't explain it any better. You know, the famous Reb Chaim Brisker that says, if you don't understand something, you can't explain it. Well, this applies over here. Ashi. Meira is Gehenna va'peronius amuros aleihem. they're more afraid of punishment. Does he say anything, Artskroll? Does he give a better explanation than I am? Okay, he does the same thing that I read Rashi too. Again, I'm not sure why by Gerim do we say they're more doing it for punishment than by Yid. A Yid also, how have I, he should do all the mitzvahs because he's afraid of punishment. I mean, exactly. But he could have reached the higher Madrega, he didn't. I'm not 100% sure I understand this, I'm just reading it, I don't know. Acherim Aymerim, and this is a even a bigger Chiddush, they delayed being Megayer. Geirus took process, meaning not that we delayed them, that's not their fault. But they thought about being Jewish, and they delayed it, and they thought about being Jewish, and they said, nah, until they finally got around to doing it. So that's what they get punished for. Once you recognize that Judaism is the truth, what took you so long to make the move? Amar Rebbe Vol, Vitema, Reb Chanina, Maikra, what is the Pasuk? Yishalem Hashem Palich, Bayas told Rus, Hashem should pay your Palich for your work. Your reward should be complete, Mim Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Asher Boss Lachsais. The question is, what's Asher Boss? Asher means you hurried to come. Rashi, Asher Boss, Shimi Harta, Velo Yicharta.
This is a big decision in life.
Begaymer. So, again, I said when I said these things that there's going to be a lot of questions. The Avin Gira is difficult, and here is a person that did change their life, did become a Ger, and we said, listen, and now, again, and we delayed them for 2 years. For that, they can't get punished. They wanted to become Gerim. We held them up for 2 years. Can't blame them. But before they got to that point of joint and coming to Bezin, they hesitated. Normal human behavior. They didn't have the strength that once they made up their mind to go and do it. And for that, they get punished. What does he say?
He says that Achim actually agrees with Yossi. They're new people, but that they're stuck. Begins once they realize, to see the light, they realize the MS. That's when they...
But he's answering a different question. If they're Gershon, Cut, and Chanel, I mean, who cares that they're delayed? That's what he's bothered with. So he says, once they realize the MS, they don't have that excuse of letting you know them. But it's still a bit Kiddush. It's saying, a guy realizes that Judaism is the truth. But it involves a huge sacrifice. And for that, we blame them. Once you realize it, there should be no delay of you going to Bethan. Again, Bethan's going to delay you for 2 years if we're along Bethan stretches it out. That's not the Gare's fault. But what is the Gare's fault is the time it took him to get to Bethan.
Can you do the last time, sir?
About him get, don't get this, right?
Rabbi Yitzchak, can you do the last
time? No, let him have no choice.
Are they treated like Gerim once they're Mushokra?
Yes.
Can you do the last twice, please?
Any question?
Yeah, can you do the last twice on the Amud?
Yeah, are you talking to me, Dr. Brett?
Yes, can you just go through the last twice, please? It looks interesting.
Yeah, but we're punishing the Gare.
This ma'una means that the Yidden give them problems.
That's what he says? Who does he quote that from? I knew that was coming. I'm beginning to predict you. I'm getting very scared. I knew you were going to say it, Bikuri. I knew you were going to say it. If the fact that I'm beginning to predict you frightens me. It frightens me. I want to go back to I can't predict you. If I can predict you, it's becoming very frightening for me. I knew he was going to say it before you.
Rabbi Yitzchak Bretner?
Yes.
Can you go through the last Torah space on the Amud?
Isis is asking about Rus, whether she delayed or didn't delay. Has nothing to do with this Gemara's answer. He's just talking about Rus.
Whatever. Historically, it talks about how old she was and all that.
Right, that's all. It has nothing to do with what we're trying to do in this sugya. Like the Mishnah Vayter. Who does he quote that Mu'una means to you?
I think the same situation that says that when it says Kashav Yisrael, because we're mitzvah so many times to be good to Gerim.
That's right. I spoke that out. It's the Taisis here, too.
Yeah. Yehudim comes, like, we're, I think what he means is that we're... That
we, I don't know where he got... Who's he quoting that from? Not there. The Taisa in Kedushin, I know. Who's the one that he's saying that's what Mona means?
No, he doesn't say that. Maybe that was my own.
Oh, okay. I guess it's the Kurei.
He looks back at 47 being 18, so I looked back at 47.
What creates a mamzer? Kol she'er baster shehu b'layavai. Any relative that has a lav. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. Here we have, finally, what we've been quoting all along. The Rebbe Akiva shita is that a lav creates a mamzer. This is where the Mishnah is. Shimon HaTimani Aymer, and by the way, Art Score probably pronounces them as Shimon HaTimni, but in yeshivas they say Shimon HaTimani, and therefore I will not say Shimon HaTimni, it will make me crazy. Like in Art Score, this is not Masechtas Yavamos, it's Masechtas Yavmos. That is the correct way of pronouncing it. But if you go yeshiva and say you learn Masechtas Yavmos, they'll look at you like you, you know. Right. So, Shimon HaTimani, Aymer, Shimon HaTimani says, Kol Shu Chayav Malav Karetz B'dei Shemayim. Any relationship that gets Karetz, Ba'alocha Kedvarav. And the Mishnah adds, Ha'alocha Kedvarav. Rabbi Shu Aymer, and we had quoted him earlier, Kol Shu Chayav Malav Mises Ben. Rashi, Kol Shayav Basa Shu B'layav, Kol Kurva Shu B'lav, any relationship that's a lav, somebody lives with a woman that his father had had a relationship with out of wedlock, Kirby Huda, the Habib Lav, the Yigal Knaf of it. Right? It's a lav, according to Kirby Huda. Machmas Kurva, and that's a relationship love, because it comes to, because Kurva the Aviv, the Bach adds, Ugan Shinaise Chalutasai. He marries his own chalutza, Davi b'lo yivna, Davi lav de kurva b'lo ikara. See, Rashi's trying to bend over backwards here. What if a guy marries a mamzeret? Well, the kid will be a mamzer. What if he marries an asino, which is a lav? But it's not a relationship lav. It's a lav that's there without being related. Rabbi Kiva used the word she'er batar, a lav that's been built on relatives, on being related. What is a lav that is built on being related? Which lav comes from relationships? So he came up with two. Anusas Aviv, the father's Anusa according to Yehuda, who says that if a person lives with a woman his father had a relationship with, it's a lav. And that's because of relationship. It's your father's, right? It was a because of your father's relationship. And his own chalutza is related to him. It's his brother's wife, and he gave her chalitza. It's a lav. That's a lav that comes from the relationship. So he's looking for lavin that are built on relationship, relative, being a relative, rather than a lav that has nothing to do with being a relative.
Grusha amana, no mamzer.
Magzi grusha, a kayin to grusha amana, anyways, no mamzer, because the Torah said the farish chalol, chalol. We'll see that in a minute. So lavim of kahuna are different.
Oh,
it has to be Magzi grusha, it would be a good case. Yes.
Maybe. Is it be a son shafa?
No, that would be because it's your relative and your wife. Chayra. Maybe.
No.
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why. Maybe. I'm not sure.
So it is a Magzi
grusha? What? By Magzi grusha?
Yeah. No. Kalutasa.
Yeah, because it's a lava, Layivna. So because it's your relative.
But Kalutasa is not can't be any worse than Grushaso.
First of all, I didn't agree with you, Grushaso, I'm not sure. Second of all, Kalutasa is your brother's wife.
There's no Krisis there?
No, because you gave her Khalitza, so Layivna, Kim Shlebona, Shub Layivna.
But you know what? It can't be any worse than Grushaso. Isn't Kalutasa learning from Grushaso?
No. No, it's your brother's wife that you didn't do Yibum to the Torah made a lav.
It doesn't go back, it doesn't revert back to a
patient. Again, I happen to think Mamzer Grushas would be a Mamzer also.
Rashi doesn't bring that.
I know. I know he doesn't. I know. I happen to think that would be. Again, you know, again, I'm just telling you what I think. Maybe we'll bump in as we go into the Gemara, maybe we'll bump into Mamzer Grushas. I don't remember, but we'll see. Shimon HaTamani says it only is something Yechayev Karas. The Chayev did Rebbe Shua's right. Don't think of my right. Amr Rebbe Shimon Ben Azai. Rebbe Shimon Ben Azai said, this is the regular Ben Azai. His name was Shimon. Right? Some people take out the word Rav, Reb, because he didn't have smicha. Ben Azai says, Mitzatzi b'megilas yuchsin b'Yerushalayim. I found a scroll of yuchsin. What does he translate yuchsin?
Genealogy
in Yerushalayim. Uchsibba, and it says, Ish pliny mamzer me'eshes ish. This person is a mamzer because he was born from an eshes ish. Zokter ben Azai, l'kayim divrei Rabbi Yeshua. That seems to say that the reason he was a mamzer is because there was an eshes ish. That sounds like a Yeshua that requires a mitzvah ben. That's what it said. I know. I knew that was happening. Maybe it's because that's what happened. I guess because they stressed eshes ish instead of saying because there was a chorus. That means they wanted to tell you that there was a mitzvah ben. And if not, they didn't have to be so specific. The kind of Rabbi Yeshua's of Trashi Loi Kasab and Megillah didn't say that in the scroll. And I rate Shakoi, I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, the kind of Rabbi Yeshua. He wanted to bring a proof from that scroll. Right. Ishta Shemesa Mutra Bachaisa. A woman that dies, you can marry her sister. It's a pasuk. A sister of a wife is only Aser Bechayeha, only while she's alive. Girsha Umesa, also Mutra Bachaisa. A person divorced his wife. So at that point, her sister is Aser. And then she died, her sister becomes Mutter. This is Lachar Umesa, Mutter Bachaisa. Even if she married somebody else. And then she died, again, the first husband can marry her sister. But you can make a chiddush out of it, because every step of the way, this woman became more Aser to him. He divorced her, now she's not his wife anymore. Right? Still, right, yes, but you're right. It's really not much of a chiddush. The Gemara is going to say on this that Rebbe said a Mishnah Sheina Tzricha. It's a pasuk. We can learn this from the pasuk ourselves. Rebbe had no reason to write this, especially the next half. Yevamta Shemesa Mutar Bachaisa, and that's for sure. If a wife dies, you can marry your sister. So your person's Yevama dies, for sure you can marry your sister. Zikah is not stricter than a wife. Chalitza Mesa Mutar Bachaisa. Gives you chalitza and she dies, you can marry your sister. Nisus Lachro Mesa Mutar Bachaisa. And again, the Gemara will say it's a Mishnah saying the Tzricha. This is obvious. Rashi makes a sish chayvitz. Zok to Gemara Vayter. My time of Rebbe Akiva. What is the reason of Rebbe Akiva? The chsev vayikach ish as anxious of it, the vayigala knaf of it. Okay. Next to the pasuk of Vayave Mamzer, it says, really it's not next to the pasuk of Vayave Mamzer, it's two away from Vayave Mamzer. It says, do not marry your father's wife, do not take your father's wife, and do not reveal Knaf. I don't know what knaf means.
Robe.
What?
Uncover the robe.
The robe of your father. Who is this lady that's called the robe of your father that's not your father's wife? The Torah wrote, don't take your father's wife. Don't uncover the robe of your father. Who is this robe of your father? So, Zok Reb Yehuda, that it's talking about a woman that a father had a relationship with but wasn't his wife. That's the robe of the father. And the Torah wrote that in this pasuk, and Tub Sukkim Away wrote, Oyave Mamzer. So he said, you know what the Torah wants to tell me? That if somebody has a child with a woman his father had a relationship with, the robe of his father, it's a Mamzer, because the Torah wrote it, Tub Sukkim Away. Now the truth is, you would say Tub Sukkim is far away, there's a pasuk in the middle. It's an interesting thing that the Rishayim say. I think it's the Rishayim, yeah, Tysus. That in the middle of the two psukim, it says, "Vayava b'tzua daka krushavcha." A b'tzua daka and krushavcha can't make mamzerim; they can't have children. So, Vayava mamzer can't be going back on a woman that had a relationship with a b'tzua daka and a krushavcha, because a b'tzua daka and krushavcha can never have a mamzer; they can't have children. That's what b'tzua daka and krushavcha mean—people that are incapable of having children. So, obviously, it's going back on the pasuk before that. That talks about a relationship that is capable of having children. And according to Yehuda, the pasuk was talking about a chai v'lavin, living with a woman that had a relationship with a father out of wedlock. And two psukim later, and the middle pasuk doesn't count, right? Because it's talking about people that can't have children. So the other mamzer is going back on that. So we see, yes, mamzer, a chai v'lavin.
Does this mean
That's what it's saying, correct.
Why then is the pasuk in between? Why is the order? Why are they out of order?
I don't know. I don't know. But Tosafot just says that that doesn't mean anything here because the other moms can't go back on them.
I don't.
Doesn't answer the question, correct? What has to do with the testicles, or what has to do with the gid, the organ, the male organ? Two adakas, the testicles, the kroshavchas, the male organ. So my time at Rabbi Kiva, the simple yigal gestation, so they got knav aviv, knav shuro aviv vayigala. Right, the robe that his father saw, he shouldn't reveal. Some of the Yehudas of Anusas Abba Kasa Medaberf, David Chai Belavin, the Samak Leli Abba Mamzer Mikal Hashem. Alma Mahani Abba Mamzer. Rashi. Sivu Yabba Mamzer, the Samak Leli Yigala. The Yehudas of Rabbanon is later on the Perek Naisen Al Anusa. We had it earlier. It's again in the 11th Perek. Okay. Frag the Gemara. That's great for according to our Mishnah, that said Rabbi Akiva only makes a mamzer out of lavin that comes from relative, relationship. But Rabbi Samoi said, any lav creates a mamzer. And Rabbi Yeshiva said, and again, that's a word that they pronounce that way in yeshiva, and Archgrove, I think, calls him Rabbi Yeshvav. I think Archgrove calls him Rabbi Yeshvav, will call me in a second if I'm right. But Rabbi Samoi said, any lav, and Rabbi Yeshiva said, even an asay. Even if a person lives with a mistress, where it's only an Isser Aseh, the Torah says marry her after three generations, that means you can't marry her the first two, still produces a mamzer. If you're learning it as Manusas Aviv, where do they get that from? How do they have a right to expand Rabbi Kiva's field of mamzeris?
Why is he Rabbi Kiva for?
They stay in Rabbi Kiva.
Oh, in Rabbi Kiva.
Ulur Samoy Amar. I'm sorry. Rabbi Simol de Mar Bishar Chai V'Lavin. He says that according to Rabbi Kiva makes mamzerim from all lav. The lav to share that are not relative. By the way, if you take a look at the Gemara on Daf, it's in Sivas. I'm sorry. It says the words of Rabbi Simol is min hakoyl hoya eisur Rabbi Kiva mamzerim. He identifies it as pshat in Rabbi Kiva. Where do they know it from? And for the Gemara Naskalim of Viloi. Viloi, right? The Viloi tells us even other Chai V'Lav and other...
The.
Yeah, the. Correct. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Lurab Samoy, Biksubas, Vikadusha. Minakoy, Lai, Aiser, Vikiva, Mamzerim, Chutzmi, Amonu, Likai, and Gadol. Shaisa, Chalolim, Viloi, Mamzerim. It's an important thing. Even Rabbi Kiva agrees that kuhuna lavin do not produce mamzerim because the Torah said it makes chalolim. That means the Torah is saying that's the consequence, right? But the kamer chutzma alma, afilu chay v'lavin shaloi machmas kor. But you're right, by the way. I retract. Rashi clearly says that machzer grushasai is considered not a relationship, not a relative. Umishenitzus uganesina liyisrael a nothing. That's one of the Sheva Umayts, the Kaimel of Chattenbaum, the Sheva Umayts, who? Amayni Shinasavas Yisrael, or a man, Amayni, marries a Jewish girl. The kid is a Mamzer, but a Mamzer. And Amayni means he was Megayer. The Jewish Amayni. He comes from Amayn, he's Megayer. He can never marry a Jewish woman. And Mayavi can never marry a Jewish woman. He's a Ger. He can get Shlishi, he can get Mafdu Yaitna. He can get anything. He can't marry a Jewish woman. If he marries a Jewish woman, the kid is a mamzer, according to Rabbi Samoi. What? He can be, that's what I'm trying to say.
Is there any time?
No time. His daughters can marry Jewish men. His daughters can marry Jewish men. His sons will never be able to marry a Jewish girl. they can marry Geiris. They can marry another Geiris. If you call Gamaliel Krikol, they can marry a Geiris. The daughters will be able to marry Jewish men. The son will remain Ger Amoni forever and ever and ever.
Probably the worst titles you can give someone that he's a monster. So you mean to tell me, according to Rabbi Akiva, that the relationship was Kares for Mises Bezis, but he's not a monster?
No, for sure. Even alive.
Even alive or only alive?
No!
No, don't tell me that.
Hello?
Don't tell me that. Where do you see that?
Question.
Where do you see that?
Rabbi Cohn, that was not royal law.
Where do you see that?
It's Kabbal Chaimer.
No,
not ancient, it's a fact. Even alive. Rabbi Cohn, this is not your better one. I don't stand on it.
No.
Back down. Back down on this one.
Show it to me.
Pretty much every car has a lobby. Right. That's also true, by the way. 100%. Rabbi Shunt is right. The Torah said, don't do it. And then the Torah says, the punishment is car.
Okay. I saw the
Birkas
Yaakov.
Here we go. Yeah, not the Bikurei Yaakov. Go ahead. Birkas Yaakov is in Parshas Vayechi, by the way. Yeah. I think you should back down from that question. Chaybi Atzei, the
Trashi. Can an Ammoni marry a Mamzeres?
Who?
Can an Ammoni?
Can an Ammoni marry a Mamzeres, yes. And the male will be Ammoni Mamzer, and the female will be just a Mamzeres.
So he would have to continue. And what would the daughter be? She'd be a what?
Mamzeres. Her mother was a Mamzeres, so she's a Mamzeres.
She has to wait a number of generations.
No, it does not. It never changes. The only issur that depends on generations is Mitzri and Adaimi, where the Torah says you can marry the third generation, which means a Mitzri becomes a ger. He can get shlichi. He can get mafta yaina. He's a complete yid. He can be counted for minyan, whatever you need from him. And then he can only marry a geiris or a mitzris, and then they have a son. That's a Mitzri Sheni. And he's also restricted, by the way, man and woman. And then the third generation becomes permissible into Klal Yisrael. By Mitzri and Adaimi. It's not true by a Rabbaini, and it's not true by a Mayavi, and it's not true by a Mamzer, and it's not true by a Nassim.
But an Ammoni can get Shlishi?
And he can get Shlishi, he can get Mafter Yain if he pays for it.
Okay. Thank you.
100% he is. Can retire from Dominion. You can do whatever you want. He's 100% a yid. He just can't marry a Jewish girl.
And a Mitzri also can get Shlishi?
Why not? A Ger Mitzri, not every Mitzri. By the way, Amayni means a Ger Amayni. Doesn't mean a regular Amayni.
Said that. Yes.
Ger Amayni, a Ger Mitzri can get Shlishi. He's 100% Jewish. How do you call him up? You have to talk to Gaboim, you know what I mean? Hey, the Amoini. He can't marry a Jewish girl.
You don't know who
Amoini is. The Gemara says in Brachot, when Baal Minyam and Ger Amoini came, and he wanted to know, can he marry a Jewish girl? And Rabbi Gamliel said no, and Rabbi Shua said yes. And Rabbi Gamliel said, what do you mean? He said, Amoini. And Rabbi Shua said that Sancherev came and mixed up all the nations, and therefore we don't know who's an Amoini anymore, so you don't have to worry about it. Brachas. Badaf. Chavchad. Maybe Chavchad. I think it's Chavchad. It's Chavchad or it's Chavchad. Yeah, one daf you're allowed to be on. My receiver, Rav Ruderman, when he learned Shas, he learned it from a Gemara that had four dafim on the page. I don't know if everybody saw that print. There's a print that has four dafim on every page. Two dafim on one side, two dafim on the other side. And it has little, it's very little. There's daf, 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 daf. So he a lot of times confused by one. Because since he learned it from a Gemara that had four dafim on a page, he sometimes was one off.
Why did you do that?
I guess that was the Gemara he had accessible when he was learning Shas. It's all one volume.
Yeah, but his eyesight was horrible.
Later on in life, his eyesight was horrible. At that point, he was able to see. Maybe that caused part of his eyesight problem. I don't know. But he learned Shas from a Gemara that had four dots on the page. and therefore he's sometimes mixed up by Daf. It was one off. So Reb Elazar Silver came to Baltimore and gave a shiur. Every time he quoted a Gemara, he would turn to my Rishiva and ask him, which Daf? In front of the whole yeshiva. He said, Gemara Kedushin, which Daf? And then he went off. And one time, my Rishiva was one Daf off. So Reb Elazar Silver said, no, ain't Daf in Ishken Chilik. And then he went off. One Daf doesn't make a difference. But he did Barab. I mean, it wasn't like Bechit. He did Barab, he said. Bakudah? He turned to the Rishiva sitting in the seat. Ain't Barab in Ishken Chilik. But the reason my Rishiva was off by one daf many a time was because he learned it from the four daf from the Gemara. Anyway, Rashi, Chai ve'yatzei mitzvah adai mikaitim gimul dairet, the four three generations, the siv dar shlishi yav elohem v'loi sheni. The lav abom mechlasei atzei, a negative derived from a positive is a positive. V'adar b'shev of nami b'ksubas, v'ayu nisaveach ha'akivu ben yaitzim, he said, let us scream. And Akiva ben Yosef, Shai Omer Koshein Lebiya B'Yisrael Vlad Mamzer, who said anybody that has a relationship that's illegal makes a Mamzer. That's like, he makes a lot of Mamzer.
What's the three generations?
That's by Mitzri. The Torah said by Mitzri that the Isser to marry a Jewish woman is only the first two generations. The third generation can. The Torah did not say that about a Maini or a Miyavi or Mamzeris and a Sin or anybody else. Don't think about that. V'shimon atimani, savolak rabbanon. L'chayra, why does Shimon atimani say only from chayv krisis? It says lo yikach egala knaf aviv, and two psukim away is lo yavim mamzer. Right? So isn't that prove Rabbi Kiva right? At least for the lavin of relationship. Answer is who says lo yikach knaf aviv means a woman your father had a relationship with. Maybe lo yikach knaf aviv means a father's brother's wife, Shemeres Yavim Shalavim. Maybe lo yigalik knaf aviv means don't reveal the robe of your father means a woman that your father had an obligation to have a relationship with, but he never did. Your father's brother's wife, and therefore it's a chayv krisis. That's a chayv krisis. Father's brother's wife is a chayv krisis. So Shimon HaTamani, there's no chayv alavin in that pasuk. It's only chayv krisis. Shimon HaTimani, Savalak Rabbanan. The Amar, B'Shemeres Yavim Shalavu V'Akasim Medaber. Pasuk is talking about Shemeres Yavim. The Havali Chai V'Krisis. The Samach Lay Lay Yavim Mamzer. Alma V'Chai V'Krisis Havim Mamzer. Rashi, Hagigas, where's Rashi? Savalak Rabbanan, the Pligya Gav Yehuda, B'Naisin Al Hanusa, V'Amri Haile Yigala Knaf Ovid, B'Shemeres Yavim Shalavu V'Akasim Medaber. The Havali Eishas Achi Ovid, the father's brother's wife, Ubikaran. Aye, so why did the Torah repeat it? It's already written in Parshas Kedoshim. For hide the hard cut of Mishnah Torah, which from the son Mismach lo yava mamzer. It's the Talmud lo yava mamzer, lashmino the yash mamzer, mechayv krisis. So Shimon HaTimani holds that we're that Rabbi Kiva mistranslated the Chazal, but saying wrong shot in lo yigal knav aviv. Rabbi Kiva learned lo yigal knav aviv means a chayv lavin. Shimon HaTimani learns it means a chayv krisis. But they both learned it from the fact that the Torah put that next to lo yava mamzer. This is not a Derech Shava.
I know. The question is, you don't say it by Smichus?
No.
Number two is, I would have answered if I had the chance. It's not Smichus, it's a pasuk in between.
The Taisus took care of that.
I know that. I think you could say that also.
Yeah, but where do you get Chayv HaKrisis then? Then you have no source for Chayv HaKrisis. You get out of Chayv HaLav, but where do you get Chayv HaKrisis? Wouldn't answer your question.
The other question I have is very simple. Does
everybody should have a good Shabbos.